number.
You'll get, call me in the morning, I can tell you. You're free to go.
Case number 10816, Albert J. and Jacqueline Lazuski, east of Road 297, Oak Orchard Road, northwest of Basin Road Drive, being Lot 88 within Fagan and Delaware Oyster Farms Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Ben McCabe, 115 West Street, Berlin, Maryland, Unit D.
Alex Shetsky.
Your address?
31075 Ocean Pine Boulevard.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
So affirm.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening, sir.
We're currently requesting a variance for a structure that has been in existence for approximately 40 years already. The variance is required to clear any encumbrances for the sale of the property. As you can see, I've compiled a list of the standards for relief and the qualifications of this application for those standards. The lot is unique as it is a 50-foot lot rather than the 70-foot lot required for the minimum lot sizes under current Sussex County code. Furthermore, inaccurate surveys at the time of construction compounded the encumbrances on setbacks. Distinct practical difficulty is created by the age of the structure in that it has been at its current location for 40 years and it would not be practical to move the structure. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code without a variance due to the structure's age and as-built location. Variance is also, as I said, necessary to enable the intended sale of the property and maintain the historic use of the structure's dwelling. The difficulty was created by the inconsistent application and enforcement of the zoning code in the year 1971 at the time of construction. Permits were granted for the structure to be built at its current location during that year. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as many structures in the neighborhood fail to meet setbacks currently. You can see on the last page of the packet, there is a satellite image of the neighborhood, which shows that many of the houses in the neighborhood do not meet the side, front, or rear yard setbacks as they are currently placed in code. Furthermore, the variance will not impair the use, development, or enjoyment of any adjacent properties, nor will it have any detriment to public welfare. Variance is requested for an existing location, and it represents the least modifications possible to the zoning codes and to the setbacks. It is necessary to afford relief and allow for the unencumbered sale of the property. And as I said, it is the least possible modifications for the property. You will also note on the survey, there is, under this survey, there is a shed located at the back of the property that, as shown, is not compliant with the setbacks for an accessory structure. That shed was moved today to meet the 5-foot side and rear setbacks additionally.
Nicely done.
Oh, did you?
I say nicely done.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards very well for granting a variance, and in summary, suggested uniqueness because of the lot size and practical difficulty because of the age of the home.
Excuse me.
It was... because it's already developed, it's not possible to further make changes. And in fact, they have made changes with the accessory structure. Difficulty was not created by the applicant. Obviously won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and having been there for 40 years. And represents the lease modifications. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,816.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,816. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.